Emotions ran high as Tour de Rock riders rolled into Langford's Veterans Memorial Park, greeted by cheers and applause from students from David Cameron and Savory Elementary Schools. The stop marked day 12 of the 1,200-kilometer charity ride, which raises funds for children living with cancer. Among the welcoming crowd were West Shore RCMP officers and staff, plus Langford councillors, Mayor Scott Goodmanson, and city staff. For West Shore RCMP mental health nurse and rider Shay McKenzie, the Langford pit stop was especially meaningful, a chance to thank the colleagues who supported her through her own cancer journey. Diagnosed with breast cancer in 2023, McKenzie said her RCMP family stood by her side through treatment, recovery and, eventually, training for Tour de Rock. "This is a real personal journey as well," she said, holding back tears. Just a year after completing treatment, McKenzie said the physical challenge has been daunting, but also deeply rewarding, with her body staying strong under pressure. "The legs feel like trunks," she said with a laugh. "I feel strong, I feel good." McKenzie said her favorite moments on the ride have come from meeting students and community members at schools and stops across the island. "The kindness of humanity, the people that we're meeting, has been overwhelming," she said. Even with the finish line in sight, she admitted it's bittersweet to see the journey coming to an end. "It's hard to believe, it's been an amazing experience." During the Langford stop, organizers also recognized the support of the City of Langford, West Shore RCMP and local businesses, with McKenzie presenting plaques of appreciation. The Tour de Rock team began its journey September 20 in Port Alice and is set to complete the ride Friday, October 3, with final stops in Esquimalt, Saanich and Victoria. The annual Cops for Cancer bike ride aims to raise $1 million to fund life-saving pediatric cancer research and programs.